Voter turnout in House District 36 was nearly 46% on Tuesday, significantly higher than the 27% in Ketchikan that turned out for the October 4th municipal election. The precinct with the highest turnout was Metlakatla, which also held its tribal council elections on Tuesday. That neighboring island community saw nearly 53% voter turnout. The lowest turnout was at Ketchikan Precinct Number 1 with about 34%, still a decent showing. Absentee ballots were included in the most recent House District 36 breakdown, and unaffiliated incumbent Representative Dan Ortez has retained his seat with 3,171 votes. Republican challenger Bob Sievertson received 2,564, and the Constitution Party's Ken Shaw took 314. Absentee in-person ballots cast the day of the election won't be counted for a couple weeks. Sievertson had the majority in Wrangell by a margin of about 130 votes. He also won Ketchikan No. 3 by 2 votes and North Tongass 1 by about 30. But Ortez had strong wins in Metlakatla, Heidelberg, and Ketchikan No. 1 and 2, and narrow wins elsewhere. Absentee ballots in the House District 36 race were close, with Ortez taking 265 versus Sievertson's 241. In the Senate District R race, incumbent Republican Bert Stedman was virtually unopposed and received 4,729 of the approximately 4,900 ballots cast. There was a write-in challenger, but only 173 district voters chose to write in a candidate. In the presidential race, the district clearly preferred Republican Donald Trump over Democrat Hillary Clinton. President-elect Trump received 3,377 votes in House District 36 compared to Clinton's 1,951. Clinton did win the precincts in Metlakatla, Saxman, and Heidelberg, and came close in Ketchikan Precinct 1. Lisa Murkowski was the clear favorite for U.S. Senator, taking 3,339 votes compared to her closest rival, Libertarian Joe Miller, who had 1,420. Murkowski had the majority in every precinct in the district and won re-election statewide. In the U.S. House of Representatives race, Republican incumbent Don Young retained his seat and will mark his 23rd term in office. In House District 36, Young received a clear majority, 3,477, compared to Democrat Steve Lindbeck's 1,687. The only precinct in the district that Young lost was Heidelberg by 8 votes. Mirroring statewide trends, district voters approved Ballot Measure 1, which will link voter registration with applying for a permanent fund dividend, and rejected Ballot Measure 2, which would have allowed the state to issue debt for student loans. House District 36 voters also agreed to retain all the judges on the ballot, including Ketchikan Superior Court Judge Trevor Stevens. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.